ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मेखला अजिना वासांसी जटा दंड कमंडलु विप्रिया उपवीतम च दर्ब पानीर यतोदितम। मेखला जिन वासांसी दंडकमंडलो विप्रियादुपवीतं च दर्भपानीर्यतोदितं। मेकराजिरवासांसि दंडकमंडलो विप्रियादुपवीतं च पानीर्यतोदितम्। मेकला जिनवासांसि यटा दण्डकमण्डुलु विप्रियादुपवीतं च दर्भपानीर्यतोदितम्।
मेकला जिनवासांसि विप्रियादुपवीतं च दर्भपानीर्यतोदितम्।
मेखला जिनवासांसि दण्डकमण्डलं विप्रियादुपवीतं च दर्भपानीर्यतोदितम्।
Belt made of straw.
Belt made of straw.
Ajina Vasangsi.
Ajina Vasangsi.
Garments made of deer skin.
Garments made of deer skin.
Jata.
Jata.
Bunch of hair.
Bunch of hair.
Dandaha.
Dandaha.
Rod.
Rod.
Kamandulu.
Kamandulu.
As well as the water pot known as Kamandulu.
As well as the water pot known as Kamandulu.
Vibriyad.
Vibriyad.
The brahmachari should carry regularly.
The brahmachari should carry regularly.
Upavitam cha.
Upavitam cha.
As well as the sacred thread.
As well as the sacred thread.
Darbhapani.
Darbhapani.
Taking in hand purified kusha.
Taking in hand purified kusha.
Yathoditam.
Yathoditam.
As they are recommended in the shastras.
As they are recommended in the shastras.
Translation. The brahmachari should carry in the hand pure kusha grass, dressing himself regularly with a belt of straw, a deerskin garment, a bunch of hair, a staff and water pot, as well as the sacred thread.
Mekhala jinavasansi yatadanda kamandalam vibhriyat upapitam cha dharmapani jatoditam. The description of brahmachari is going on. Here the dress. The dress should be as simple as possible. So the jina means deer skin. That is very essential because formerly the brahmacharis used to go to Guru Griha. In those days, the Guru Griha was not palatial building. Now, if you haven't got palatial building, nobody will come to the different stage. But actually, brahmachari, the guru also they were living in the forest, and Brahmachari used to go to the Guru Griha. And the deer skin in the forest is very essential. That's why if we take some blanket, we can spread anywhere and sit down. Deer skin, it is said that if you have got deer skin, you can sleep in the jungle, the snake will not touch you. That is the drabhagun, a special effect of deer skin. Either tiger skin or deer skin, if you sit down, if you sleep, the snake will not come. This is also very scientific. Therefore, because the brahmacharis used to live in the jungle, it was essential. But on the whole, the shortcut recommended. Not that gorgeous dress, very nice, very straight. As far as possible, javadatta, whatever is absolutely necessary, that is Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization does not recommend that artificially you increase your necessities life. And there is so much trouble. It's like nowadays in your country, the machine is there in every respect, even for saving your cheap requirements. So, this increasing the artificial necessities of life is possible when there is no higher thought. After all, we are thoughtful. We have got better consciousness in the human form of life than the animals. Our consciousness is developed. But because in this age, material world, we have no spiritual ideas. So whatever power we have got in thinking, we are trying to increase artificially material wealth. The idle brain is a devil's one. So this is called anartha. Anartha means things which are not wanted. This is the distinction between East and West. If I can lie down, the West, Eastern civilization is that if I can lie down on the floor, where is the necessity of a bedstead or a cot? You know, if I can lie down resting my head on the arm, why there is necessity of pillow? If I can drink water with my palms like this, what is the use of any water pot? Minimize. Spiritual life does not mean artificially increasing necessity. Nidra, ahara, vihara, even the most important necessities of life, ahara, everyone has to eat something. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunamcha, these are bodily necessities. Eating, sleeping, sex, and taking precaution from danger. These are bodily necessities. But spiritual advancement means, as Rupa Goswami and other Goswami showed as example, the conquerors. Nidra, ahara, vihara, kadi, vidito. To conquer over sleeping, to conquer over eating, to conquer over sex, and to conquer over fear. Fearing, we are afraid because we are thinking, I have this body. Vayam dityadi nibi satasya. The question of fear comes. Just like this body, there is some danger. Why you are fearful? Because I am thinking I am this body. Ditya Agnivesha. And so, Arjuna for spirit soul, Krishna spirit soul. So, even after the destruction of body, I do not die. Nahannati hannamani sarire. But this realization we are lacking, therefore, when there is some danger about my body, I become fearful. This is ritual. But that does not mean unnecessarily we are exposed to danger. No. But we must have this concept that this body is temporary. Even if it is destroyed, I am not going to die. But if there is no life to be destroyed, let it be done so. Where is the question of fear? That does not mean I don't take any precaution. I must take precaution. But I shall not be overwhelmed, just shanta buddhi. If I think that like in car there are some little accidents the other day. So, although there was accident, we did not care, we went through. Because we know that because there is some accident, then we are lost. No? So, the more we become spiritually advanced, these things coming. Nidrahara vihara kali. Those who are accustomed to material habit, at the time of drinking tea, if he does not get a cup of tea, he becomes mad after it. Because too much material is inclined. But you have given up. You know that without drinking tea, I am not going to die. Why should I be unnecessarily take all these things? This is spiritual life. Spiritual life does not mean go on increasing your material necessity and you become spiritual. No. The minimum. Javaratha prayer. As much as required. We shall talk very major things. That is spiritual life. So Brahmachari is taught. From the very beginning, he is taught to shortcut the necessities of life. Shortcut. Mekhala jina bhasansi jata ganda kamandala jata. Jata means the bunch of hair. Meaning you should not take care of hair. Then automatically it will become jata. If you apply very nice coconut oil and with comb, it dress very nicely, then there will be no jata. The jata means don't care of your hair. If you want to keep hair at all, first of all, there is no question of caretaking if you become clean, sex. There are two processes. A brahmachari, either he is clean, sex, or he keeps his hair without any taking care. That is two processes. Jata, command. Not that I shall keep my hair. Now in the Kali Yuga, the hair is very valued. Life and soul. I have seen some of our disciples have seen is out of this camp immediately here. Immediately. I have seen so many. When you are within the camp, very advanced, suppose, but as soon as he is one day after, he keeps it. Immediately. It's so tendency. Because in this age, it is understood that if you can keep here, bunch of hair, not very nice, but simply here will make him beautiful. Lavandam kesadhar. Although he has no lavandam, he has no beauty, still he thinks I have become very beautiful by keeping here. So, this should be avoided. In this age, of course, this is jata is not possible. If you keep jata, that when you go on the street for begging alms for Guru, then perhaps you will be chased by so many animals. So it is better to remain clean, safe. It has no botheration, no taking care of the hair, no oil required. So, jata kamandalam vibriyat, vibriyat upavitam. But the sacred thread must be, sacred thread, that is a sign that this person has approached Guru. The sacred thread is the indication that he is twice born. First of all, he was born by the father and mother. Now he has approached Guru, and Guru gives him initiation and sacred thread. That means he is under the care of Guru. That is required. Atadvan purusha veda. Unless one takes shelter of acharya, he is careless, but not careless. He is not taken care of. He is bad advice. If one does not take shelter of acharya, then he is a bad advice. Therefore, in India, we see so many Bhagavans. No employment, no caretaker, loitering in the street, playing at noontime, no engagement. This is the defect, because we have lost our own culture. Although this culture, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, is the Indian culture. Unfortunately, we have given up. Varnasam dharma, varna four varnas and four asama, but simply giving up. No more Brahman, no more Kshatriya, no more Vaishya, no more Sudra, less than Sudra, Panchama. Less than Sudra means Chandala. Kirata, Huna, and the Kulinda, Pukkasa, there are so many divisions of Chandala. Panchama, they are called Panchama. So, whole thing is giving up our own culture and imitating the foreigners, Western countries. That also we cannot do very properly, because we are meant for different purpose. And in India, one who has taken birth in India, it is understood that in his previous birth he tried to cultivate spiritual culture, therefore he has been given the opportunity to take birth in India. India is so far. But as soon as he takes birth, the rascal leader spoils him. The rascal father spoils him. The rascal teacher spoils him. So what can they do before Ganga generation? They have been taught that the spiritual culture is useless, because we are so much spiritually inclined, the foreigners came and they ruled over us. Now give up all this nonsense, become technologies. This is going on. So, this will not make us happy. This is a fact that punak punak char vita charmana. There is no meaning of giving up spiritual cultivation and taking to or imitating something. This is called anartha. Anartha means unnecessarily very bad. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for guiding us. Anartha upasamam sahasa bhakti yugam madhukti. These rascals, they have forgotten their own culture. They have accepted so many unauthorized, unwanted things. Take for example drinking wine. Is it very necessary thing? But drinking tea, is it very necessary? Drinking, smoking bidi, these are all things. At the cost of bidi smokers, many millionaires are there in India. And in your country also, at the cost of the smokers, many millions, at the cost of the meat eaters. There are many, many reasons. So the society is creating unnecessary entanglement on earth. So this the Bhagavad culture, Bhagavad Dharma, which we are trying to spread Krishna consciousness, it is the only remedy for curbing down this unnecessary so-called civilization. Anartha upasamam sahasa bhakti yogam madhukhali. This thing, practically everyone can see that you Western boys and girls, so many anartha you practice, but as soon as you come to bhakti yoga, everything is finished. So this is a fact. Anartha upasamam sahasa bhakti yogam madhukhali. If you take to bhakti yoga, immediately anarthas, unwanted things, finish. Lokasya jana. They are trying to minimize the anarthas. In your country, you know, the government is spending millions of dollars to stop this LSD habit. The government has admitted that we are spending so much money, but when these boys come to Krishna consciousness, immediately vision. Anathavasamamsa. It is bad. The government has failed to stop this intoxication, I will tell you, spending millions of dollars, but by the grace of Krishna, the same hippie, the same LSD man, as soon as he comes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes completely upasamamsa. Bhakti yogam adhakari. So, if you want to be peaceful, happy, you have to again bring in the Vedic culture, simple life and high thinking. That is one. If you introduce more and more anarthas, unwanted things, how you can be happy? We have to minimize even whatever we absolutely require. Absolutely required ahara nidra bhaya. It has to be cut. That is civilization, not that increase. This is the misguiding civilization. This is a civilization where a blind man is guiding and few others, and many others blind. So what is this? The leader, he's a rascal, he does not know what is the aim of life, and he has become leader. So many songs. When I was talking with Professor Satovsky, so I asked him this question, that after all you are required, you are in need of a leader. So you are being led by your Lenin philosophy, and we are being led by Krishna philosophy. So where is the difference in the procedure? You require a leader, we require a leader. That is the want. Without leader you cannot go. But if you select a bad leader, blind leader, then you remain blind. The power of Krishna consciousness movement is that you have to accept one leader. That you cannot avoid. Either you become communist or capitalist or this or that. You have to accept one leader. So take the best, first class, perfect leader, Krishna. Then you'll be happy. Otherwise, it is not possible. Anartha upasamam sahasa bhakti yogam madhukhali lokasya ajanata. These rascals, they do not know how to accept leader. Vidyan chakre sahasata samhita. Therefore, back there is the most learned person, Vidyan. He has prepared the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Samalam Pura. So, if we read Nityanga Bhagavata Seva, daily. So we are making so much effort. We are building nice buildings. So we come and hear Bhagavatam, discuss Bhagavatam. Then you'll be happy. Otherwise, if you want to go to hell, samadharam jositam sanghisanna. If you simply associate with the devotees, josita sangha, Yoshitan Sangha Sampradaya. Those are too much fond of women. They are called Yoshit Sangha. They are called Yoshitan Sangha. So not only to become, it is condemned, too much being attached to women. If one is too much attached to women, if you make association with him, then you are also condemned. Tavadharam Yoshitan Sangha. If you want to be relieved from this unarthas, unwanted thing, to become clean, satyasuddhi, it is called satyasuddhi. Tapa-dibbhaṁ-putra-kādhīna-suddhi-satyā. You do not understand that we are in asuddha satta, our existence is impure. Therefore, although I am eternal, although I am living entity, nitya-sāsa-svayam, still I have to suffer this consequence, birth, death, old age and disease. There is no brain in. The Bhagavad Gita is said, na hannate hannamāne sarīra. After annihilation of this body, the soul is never destroyed. Then why am I suffering this destruction, death? The whole problem is death. But they do not care. They have become so rascals and fools. They do not know what is the problem. The real problem is stop your death, reputation of birth, death, old age and disease. They don't care. That's an animal. The animal, they do not care. But a human form, if they do not care like that, they're an animal. So this is civilization. How one should be conscious about his self, why he is put into this tribulation, ki ami kano more jato tapatva. This question should be there. Then answers are there. Then our life is successful. That is perfection of civilization. Not this nonsense civilization, keep everyone in darkness and eat things, meal, many an ninja, and go to hell, like that, etc. This is not to be. Thank you very much.